A sense of unease and uncertainty in Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou. At the market, tailor Souleymane Compaoré is worried. Burkina Faso has a checkered past with a series of military coups since independence in 1960. He fears the latest military takeover may sow disunity.
The problem is we don't have peace in Burkina Faso. I hope the military didn't just come to take power. They need to bring back civilians so they can go back to their work and defend the country.
The army has suffered several defeats against armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIL. They appear to be gaining ground, forcing millions to flee towards the capital. Soldiers seized power on Monday by attacking the president's motorcade. The troops blame President Roch Marc Kaboré and his civilian government for military defeats and increasing insecurity. The president announced his resignation in a handwritten note. It's not known where he is, though French President Emmanuel Macron told reporters Tuesday that he's been informed Kaboré is in good health. The EU, UN and West African Regional Organization, ECOWAS, are urging the president's immediate release. They're calling on the soldiers who mutineer to return to their barracks.
My appeal is for the armies of these countries to assume their professional role of armies to protect their countries and re-establish the democratic institutions.
Just in the past year, there have been coups in Chad, Sudan, Mali, and Guinea.
This is the latest coup in a region marked by military takeovers. While this is a setback to democracy, some see the military as able to succeed where civilians have failed in bringing back security in a region marked by violence.
Despite the 14,000 UN peacekeepers in neighboring Mali, as well as 5,000 EU and French soldiers in the region, the Sahel is facing unprecedented attacks and losses. Burkina Faso was spared until 2015, when a popular uprising ended the 27-year rule of former soldier Blaise Compaoré. That was seen as the beginning of unrest. While some now celebrate the coup, others fear a return to the past. This is an abrupt end to the democracy so many here had fought for. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Dakar.